A legal group has filed a lawsuit against the city of Chicago, claiming its impoundment of some vehicles may violate the Constitution. WBEZ's Elliot Ramos reports.
The lawsuit was brought by the Institute for Justice and names three plaintiffs whose cars were seized and impounded by the city because police believed the car was involved in a crime. Diana Simpson is one of the lawyers representing the plaintiffs. She says the city impounded the cars even though the owners may not have been involved with the crime.
The city keeps cars basically as ransom until the owners pay all of the fines and fees that are owed. That doesn't seem like a legitimate government interest at all. And the fact that there's no innocent owner defense, that's a real problem.
In 2017, Chicago initiated more than 22,000 crime-related tows, and more than 6,000 of them landed up being sold to a private company. Elliot Ramos, WBEZ News.